4 CPA Mobile. KB2BNG Mobile. C2BNG KB4 CPA. And what are you doing there, Mr. Glenn? Go bad cell.
Back into Deal Mart, but I guess I have a few minutes. What's up with you?
Glenn, what? What's the name of what Mart?
Fountain Inn, their grocery store.
I guess I hadn't been to that one. Well, we've been over our oldest daughter's house and seeing her and our grandson, mainly to give her her Valentine present from me. You know, ever since they can remember, I bought them Valentine gifts. So we just kept up the tradition.
Nice. So how they doing?
Jackson, he's our the grandson. He just got out of school at 2:30, and so we just all met at her house over here in Powdersville, and took my wife out to lunch at Smoke on the Water, and so we'll probably, we're keeping the our other daughter's son, our other grandson, 2-year-old, we're keeping him tonight so they can go out.
One thing you never have time for if you have even one kid. You know, no time for mommy and daddy to spend quality time together.
Play a juggling act, and you know, they're both working, and you know, the whole scheduling thing. My daughter doesn't have to work in the office, but 2 or 3 days a week, so she can work from home, which is nice. And that works out good, but I think he has a like a little daycare thing that he goes to, mom's day out or something, or a couple days a week, and my daughter Caitlin can get a break. Because, you know, it's tough keeping up with a 2-year-old all day long.
Deborah and I, our solution to that was Benadryl. Here, Sage, come take your allergy medicine. Now, I shouldn't probably say that, but, you know, it's mostly harmless.
Yeah, and they are, they're real picky about what he eats and the medicine he takes, so they wouldn't give in Benadryl for $1 million.
That's why the, you know, our generation, compared to these newer generations, that's why they're sick a lot more. That's why the kids have a lot more allergies. There's something to be said for letting your kids go play in the dirt and pick up molds and spores and other kinds of allergens, so the body gets used to them. You know, it's like if you were raised in a sterile bubble your whole life, everything was always sterilized, your immune system wouldn't really develop. So there's some sense to saying, you know, let the kids go out and play. When I grew up in New York City, right next to where my apartment building was, this construction lot, and you know, every possible thing you can imagine: broken glass, nails, all kinds of weeds growing in there. You know, we shouldn't have been in there, but my germ theory of health: the immune system needs stress to keep it running.
you're absolutely right. It's really better if your child grows up in around other children, because it helps with their immune system, and because they will get sick, and their body will learn to fight off, because that's what it automatically does. And also, it I can't think of the word that I want to use. It helps them with their interaction with other children, which, as they grow up, they'll need more and more, because they'll have friends, and that they need to learn to interact with people.
Our parents didn't worry, or maybe they should have worried, but they didn't. We were told, okay, we got home from school, okay, go play for an hour. Don't go too far. We'll have dinner ready soon. And, you would actually see unescorted kids running, going together and playing together without any kind of parental supervision hovering over them. I guess now people are probably too afraid of that. But, I don't think things never really change, but our attitude does. Let the kids get dirty and let them go out there occasionally. And you grew up probably in the 1950s, 60s like I did. They even used to have chicken pox parties. Remember those? It's actually not a good idea. But if one kid had chicken pox, you'd invite everyone over for a play date.
We didn't have those, but usually, like in our family, when our oldest daughter got them, and then our youngest daughter got them from her, and we tried to protect her, but she got them anyway, so that's the way it goes. But yeah, we. I remember we had a room built on, I grew up with my grandmother, and we had a room built onto her house, and I stepped on a 2x4, it had a 16-penny nail driven through it, and it was nail up side, and I was barefooted because it was in the summer, and I stepped on that thing, and it went all the way, came all the way through the top of my foot. So, and we'd play in the creek, and I stepped on a broken glass jar, like a mason jar or something, and I mean, we were always exposed to some kind of germs.
If you remember this, the TV show Little House on the Prairie, I'd like someone from Laura Ingalls' time I'd like to send someone from the 21st century back there and see how long they survived. Those people had typhus and cholera to deal with. They lived in not so very sanitary conditions. Probably didn't eat the right food. And hell, they lived to like the ripe old age of 50. So nowadays, I don't even think we would be able to do that if we had to live under the same conditions.
My grandmothers both. I know my mom's mom grew up on a farm, and then my other grandmother married a farmer. So, she had a big old garden in the backyard when they moved up here to Greenville from Georgia. So, anyway. But they worked hard. I mean, especially my mom's mom. She was real stout, and she cut grass until she's about 89 years old.
True. Very little of what we do nowadays involves physical labor. You know, I was a computer programmer, software designer. I worked in an office all day. Yeah, that's why I'm in real good shape now. I can barely walk to the end of the block without getting out of breath. I likely wouldn't have survived very well back then either.
Different jobs. When I was leading music, I was up and down a good bit, but I didn't sit in front of a desk all day. But also, when I was part time at a church, I worked on cars too to help pay the bills, and that's some hard work. I don't know if you've ever done it before, but.
Right under the house. I helped him a couple of times in the shop, and after only a few hours, I said to myself, man, you used to do this every day, and I've only been assisting you 3 or 4 hours, and I'm wiped out. Oh, yeah, I would, and I'd have a couple of engines a day I'd be rebuilding. Of course, in his case, his respiratory system got destroyed by, petrol, diesel fuel, carbon tetrachloride, benzene, he's got every poison known to exist. So that was his occupational hazard.
Not so much a danger working on cars, but the worst thing was working on the rear brakes and being exposed to asbestos, and that's probably what got him, because it's caused a lot of people to have COPD problems.
I shouldn't talk about people's medical condition, and, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Al never won the heart and lung lottery to begin with. You know, he was told by the physician when he was born, you know, we don't really expect him to live that much, you know, other than being blind. But, with all he's inhaled and everything else, one of his physicians once told him, are you sure you've never smoked? Because you got the lungs of someone who's smoked a couple of packs a day for a few, you know, for years. Industrial exposure. Now, me, you know, I just, in my case, I guess it's just, lack of activity. If you sit at a desk all day, what do you really do? Here's a computer to set up. Take this computer and put it on the table. Yeah, that's about it.
The CPA, I was just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. I played tennis. I'm still playing tennis, but I play tennis about 3 days a week, even, you know, after working two jobs, and that's just what I did, and I just love playing tennis, and it's fun, and you get the exercise at the same time. So that's why I'm still playing. I'm able to. So that kind of kept me healthy. I smoked when I was about 8 years, 2.5 packs a day, but I quit. And then the doctor did a test on my lungs where you blow into this thing and you blow until you just about pass out. And he said that I blew higher than people that had never smoked. So he said there wasn't anything wrong with my lungs for sure.
get better. See, I'm actually off medication now, which is kind of frightening. You know, I've got one rescue inhaler in case I ever get a very severe asthma episode. But other than that, I don't have anything. It hasn't been that bad, but I should probably be on something to actually control the cause instead of just trying to treat the symptoms when they flare up. But anyway, let me jump out of here and go get a few things in this grocery store, and I'll get back on the air with you momentarily. All right, Katie, 2BNG, you take care. I'll be right back.
Get you some groceries, and we'll talk to you later. 73 is Katie 2BNG, KB4 CBA Mobile.